The greatest World Series rivalry is renewed in 2024 as the Dodgers and the Yankees East Coast versus West Coast will go head to head to determine the World Series champion, the best in baseball. We have star power all over the place. We have future Hall of Famers. We have what will be a historic World Series. I will give you my prediction. You leave your prediction down below. Who you got? Who will be raising the trophy at the end of this thing? Let's get started. The Dodgers had to dispose of the Padres and the Mets, and the Yankees had to dispose of the Royals and the Guardians to get here. Who faced a tougher road? Will it benefit them or not? Let's take a look at the three areas and figure out who has the advantage. Let's start with the starting pitchers. The New York Yankees with Gerrit Cole, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, and Carlos Rodon. Gerrit Cole in his career, 20 postseason starts, 11-6 with a 2.98 ERA. Was not as Gerrit Cole-esque as you expect last time out, but he's going to be lined up to pitch two games in this World Series, and I would expect him to be sharp. And Carlos Rodon stepping up with two good starts of the ALCS, grabbing that first game with one of the best starts of his career against the Cleveland Guardians in the ALCS. So Carlos Rodon comes in with some positive momentum in his favor. The Dodgers will not have four starters that they can throw out. They're going to have Yamamoto, Flaherty, Buehler, and then they will have to go to a bullpen day. What do you like, Dodger fans? Walker Buehler, is he back? He sure looked back last time out. It only went four innings, but he generated a ton of swing and miss with the sweeper and the knuckle curve. Four innings, no runs, six strikeouts, three hits, two walks. He looked really good against the New York Mets, and even in that start against the Padres, it was rough early, and he settled down. Walker Buehler going to lead the way here. Jack Flaherty looked good in Game 1, but did not look good in Game 5. Yamamoto's been all right. So who do we think has the edge with starting pitching? It's the Yankees. There's no drama. There's no suspense here. You have Gerrit Cole at the top. That, if you were drafting from these starting pitching rotations, Gerrit Cole is your number one. And the way he pitched in the ALCS, Carlos Rodon might be number two. So when you've got that in your favor and you'll line them up so that they each get two starts in the World Series, that is advantage Yankees. Let's move to the bullpens next. And we'll do a side-by-side comparison because we got a lot of names that we need to dig into here. What's the circle of trust? How many arms does each team have that they can throw at you that you feel confident that this is a 1-2-3 inning, or if somebody gets on base, it's no big deal? This is where the Dodgers have a big advantage. I believe we have five. And from a Yankees perspective, it's getting thin. Clay Holmes, sorry. No, sir. If we have Yankee fans to start defending Clay Holmes right now, then we have Yankee fans that need to check their pulse. Tommy Canley's walking too many guys. I know we did not allow a run in the ALCS, but too many walks. This Dodgers team's not going to allow you to do that. Jake Cousins, sorry, we only saw him a couple times, so that tells me how much the Yankees feel about him. And I know Tim Hill had a nice ALCS, but now going up against these Dodger bats, Tim Hill's probably going to be deployed a lot against Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. This is a different world. It's a different world for Tim Hill in the World Series. And again, on the Dodgers side of things, Trinan and Kopech and Phillips and Hudson and Bonda, there is a large circle of trust that we've got here. I don't trust Brazier right now. With three appearances in the NLCS, two of them he's given up runs. Can't happen. I know Honeywell had some moments. I know Kasparis had some moments, but I'm talking about trust here. Who do I trust? Again, to either go out and go 1-2-3, or if they walk somebody, if somebody gets a base hit, no big deal. Not a problem. So for the Dodgers, I got five. For the Yankees, I got one. That's a problem. So bullpen advantage, clearly it's the LA Dodgers. Third and final area we're going to look at, and it's the bats. This Yankee team has some special things happening right now. Gleyber Torres is locked in right now. A wonderful postseason from him. Juan Soto, I mean, doing Juan Soto things. And that's big because Aaron Judge is not doing Aaron Judge things right now. But that can always change in the World Series. Now, you're going to look at this lineup and you say, Austin Wells isn't hitting fourth. I know that. This is what Fangraphs has this morning. Fangraphs needs to check themselves because this and the Dodgers lineup couldn't be farther from what's actually happening. So we're just going with that. So understand, I know Austin Wells is not hitting fourth. Please, let's save the comments for that. Stanton, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. The second captain on this team. Big G coming up. Big in the ALCS. You fear him. You fear him right now when he steps in the box. Jazz is cold. Volpe had a very nice ALCS. Rizzo coming back from injury was great. And Rizzo has experience in the World Series. Rizzo and Soto carrying World Series experience into this thing is going to be big. And Verdugo's numbers don't look great, but he's actually been kind of productive. So Verdugo at the bottom of the lineup is not, and a 544 OPS in the postseason is nothing to really sleep on. So we got big things happening with this Yankees lineup, and obviously we have big things happening with this Dodger lineup. Otani at the top, Mookie Betts, those two, it's a killer combo. Freddie Freeman right now dealing with the ankle, missing games. Freddie Freeman really hasn't gotten going, but they haven't needed him, which is amazing. 3-0 in the three games he hasn't played, and they've scored like, you know, 75 runs in those three games. Max Muncy has been an on-base machine. Teoscar Hernandez was big against the Padres, not so big against the Mets, always could bounce back. You got Lux, you got Smith. Smith finished the LCS on a strong note, so maybe that's going to carry him into the World Series positively. Tommy Edman, again, this lineup is from Fangraphs this morning. It doesn't make any sense. Tommy Edman's not hitting eighth, but that's what Fangraphs has, so that's what we're just working with. Understand that we all know Edman's hitting higher in the lineup. Amazing. Amazing NLCS from Tommy Edman, and Kike Hernandez becomes one of the greatest hitters in all of baseball history in the postseason. So he's dangerous too. So these lineups, obviously, it's clear there's a lot of firepower on both sides. So let's do a side-by-side comparison and try to figure out who really has the advantage here. We have to essentially let stars cancel out stars. So Otani cancels out Soto. Betts cancels out Judge. Freeman cancels out Stanton. Now we get to this group of players where I'm not saying this is where it will be decided because we could have an Otani game. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. We could have a Soto game. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. But this could give you the advantage if those three on each side are doing what you expect. And then you get big things from this group. And in this group, we have a lot of good things happening right now. Let's do it draft style. Tommy Edman is obviously number one. If we are drafting from this group of players, and this is how we're going to decide who's got the best of the rest after our superstar future Hall of Famers, who's got the best of the rest? Tommy Edman is the number one pick in that draft. If we're drafting from this pool of players, and this is where you're going to see that there is an advantage on one side. Number two, I'm going Max Muncy, on base machine, an on base percentage over 600 in the NLCS. Number three pick, I'm going Kike Hernandez. I already said it earlier. He becomes one of the best hitters in baseball when he's in the postseason. Just something about it. Who's number four? Teoscar Hernandez. The first four picks, I'm going Dodgers. I know Teoscar Hernandez had a cool NLCS, but he was hot in the division series, and now he's going up against the Yankees, a team, a ballpark he has played a lot in his career. I think he's going to be comfortable. I think Teoscar Hernandez could have a very big World Series. The number five pick, finally, I'm grabbing somebody from the Yankees. Gleyber Torres has been great, and I'll even go back-to-back here. I'll go Gleyber and Volpe, both with strong performances in the postseason and in the ALCS, carrying some momentum into this thing. I'm going to go Will Smith next. I'm going to hop back over to the Dodgers because I think Will Smith is bringing something with the way he closed out the NLCS. And we know how good Will Smith is anyway. And then we'll just finish it up 8, 9, 10. We go Yankees all the way. Rizzo, Verdugo, and Jazz Chisholm. But of the first five picks, four of them are Dodgers. Clearly, the advantage goes to, with the bats, the Dodgers in this instance. They just, when it comes to the best of the rest, after the superstar future Hall of Famers, and both sides have three of them, it gets down to the Dodgers with the advantage with the rest of the guys. So who's winning this thing? Who is going to be the World Series champion in 2024? We had the starting pitching advantage to the Yankees. The bullpen advantage went to the Dodgers. The lineup advantage went to the Dodgers. I like the way Dave Roberts is managing this thing out. The bullpens could come down to it. This whole thing could come down to the bullpens. And if the Dodgers have the better bullpen, if they continue and they carry what they've been able to do so far into the World Series, that bullpen could be the advantage at the end of the day. I don't trust the Yankees bullpen. If we get late, if it's 6, 7, 8, 9, and the Yankees are on their third or fourth guy, I'm worried. I'm worried from a Yankee perspective. So give me the Dodgers to win the World Series in 2024 behind a stout bullpen. I want to get a couple of Ohtani games, at least one epic World Series Ohtani game. And again, from a starting pitching perspective, it's not as strong as the Yankees, but when you have that bullpen, so if you have to go to the pen in the fifth inning because Bueller's taxed at that point, Bueller's thrown too many pitches, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at any point if you have to go to the bullpen if you are the Dodgers, and that could be the X factor in the end, is the fact that the Dodgers can go to the bullpen more often, more days earlier than the Yankees can. Could be the deciding factor in the World Series. Those are my World Series predictions. I hope you have left yours down below. If you have not yet, please do so before the video comes to an end or before you head out of here. Ballcap Nation, that is going to do it for me. I do appreciate you coming in and spending time with the channel. Make sure to leave a like on the way out. And those of you that made it all the way to the end, I salute you. Thank you. It does amazing things for the algorithm. As always, everybody, if it's low, let it go. And if it's high, let it fly.